Today on Pearls of Great Price, author Veronica Hughes reads passages from the lives and teachings of the saints. She shares her thoughts on each passage's wisdom.
Christ is risen. In truth, he is risen. Christos vos cresti. Vaisi vos cresti. Christos anesti. Alistos anesti. Welcome to my podcast during this wonderful season of the resurrection of our Lord, and I hope you all had a wonderful Pascha. And today we are going to, this is Veronica Hughes, your host of Pearls of Great Price, and I'm going to be talking about obedience and humility. It's going to be a two-part podcast that I'm doing because when I did the research for this podcast, and you're getting the fruits of my Lenten struggles, I read in all the Holy Fathers and the teachings from the Holy Fathers, they said that they're inseparable, that you can't have one without the other. So I thought, well, great, we'll do a two-part podcast. And so here we go. Here's a quote from 30 Steps to Heaven, The Ladder of Divine Ascent for All Walks of Life by Archimandrite Vasilios Papavasiliou. And he says, obedience and humility go hand in hand. They feed and nourish one another. We cannot learn obedience without humility, and we cannot acquire humility without obedience. Together, these two virtues take us to the very heights of spiritual perfection. Well, that's exciting, isn't it? Except that I have to admit myself personally that I've struggled with obedience and humility my entire life. So, but it's good to know that there are blessed fruits from these virtues, which we struggle so much to acquire. What does St. Paul have to say about this dynamic duo of humility and obedience? Being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Philippians 2:8. So we are benefiting right now in this season of rejoicing in the light of the resurrection. We are benefiting from Christ's humility to condescend to become man and his obedience to the Father unto his death on the cross so that we could experience resurrection from our sins and from death and enter into life eternal with him. So obviously, the portals to our regeneration in grace, as we're building in these podcasts, the foundations for our regeneration in grace, the building blocks are very, the key to open the door is obedience and humility to our regeneration in grace. And of course, we can't be obedient without love. And our regeneration in grace hinges on these two virtues. For grace will not come to us if either obedience or humility is missing. So my resources for this podcast will be my Elder Joseph, the Hesychist by Elder Ephraim, and 30 Steps to Heaven, The Ladder of Divine Ascent for All Walks of Life by Archimandrite Vasilios Papavasiliou, and The Ladder of Divine Ascent, a few quotes from St. John Climacus. So let's start with the fruits of obedience, my Elder Joseph the Hesychist. And I'm going to start with the monastic sayings about obedience because most of the Holy Fathers were monastic, so we're going to start there. All right, so Francis, who would be the future Elder Joseph, and Father Arsenius. Now, so these two have been our companions for 40 years on Mount Athos, and it's quite a story. I highly recommend this book, My Elder Joseph the Hesychist by Elder Ephraim. It's a wonderful book, and it really helps to illumine and help you understand this whole regeneration and grace, and of course, most of us cannot achieve the heights of spiritual perfection that Elder Joseph achieved, But it's a really inspiring book and at times very humorous as well. So Francis, the future Elder Joseph, and Father Arsenius behaved like angels towards their elders. They prepared the food, cleaned the house, and did whatever was necessary with joy and love. That's very important. We cannot be obedient without joy and love. In fact, they even tried to foresee what their elders would need in order to please them more. They had such reverence for these old monks that they were even more obedient to them than children to their real parents. That's quite impressive. But we know as children we always struggle to be obedient to our parents. For this is the true meaning. The virtue of obedience is rooted not in fearful pragmatism, but in humility. True obedience, like true love, cannot be forced. It must be free. Obedience and humility go hand in hand. They feed and nourish each other. We cannot learn obedience without humility, and we cannot acquire humility without obedience. And when Elder Joseph and Father Arsenius were obedient to their elders, they found that this obedience allowed them to remove their egos from the center of their souls and to place God and their elder there. And that's when grace came to these blessed monks. In fact, Elder Joseph said that he valued obedience above every virtue, and Elder Ephrem said that if he had died, he was very sickly when he went to Mount Athos. And this is the Elder Ephrem that's in Arizona, at the Greek monastery in Arizona. He said that he had, you know, the beginnings of tuberculosis, and that if he had died in obedience to his elder, he would have gone straight to heaven. So there is a remarkable value, and obedience and humility are the key that unlock the grace of God to come to us. And then Elder Ephrem talked about more what Elder Joseph said, that it was not long before, after Elder Joseph and Father Arsenius were serving these elders of theirs, and that because of their obedience, it was natural that they found great ease in prayer. In this way, Francis, the future Elder Joseph, realized from his own experience why Holy Fathers praised holy obedience. So isn't that amazing? Because I know for me, my prayer life is very important to me now. And that if I'm obedient, the more obedient I am to my husband or to my priest or to my conscience, more importantly, that we have to be obedient to our conscience. If something is bothering us, we really have to look and go, well, why am I troubled here? And how can I fix this? Because I need to be obedient to what my conscience is telling me. That we can find great ease in prayer. And then the elder that Father Joseph was serving, one of them, Papa Ephrem, when he was an old man, he recollected the good old days on Mount Athos and said, "Oh, blessed obedience, what can I tell you? When I was under obedience, I had a special kind of grace, a different kind of prayer. It was as if I were flying, for prayer springs from obedience, not obedience from prayer. Be obedient for now, and later you will acquire grace." So this is building on what we talked about in prayer in our last podcast. So for our prayer life to blossom to its fullest, we need to be obedient to our conscience, and we need to be obedient to those elders that are around us. And Father or Archimandrite Vasilio says that our elders can be our parents, they can be our spouses, they can be our teachers, our employers. We're in different positions in different aspects of our life, and all of these people around us are, in a sense, our elders. And if we're obedient to their needs and obedient to their wishes, then we will acquire a peace that passes all understanding. And of course, part of being obedient is that we need to approach obedience with simplicity. And so this is from The Ladder of Divine Ascent from St. John Climacus. Take courage from this. For few are able to do something as basic and simple as to obey. Then you are already on your way to learning one of the greatest and highest virtues of all, humility. People may think obedience is for children. They are right. No one is as humble as a little child. Thus, no one practices obedience better than infants. Children are the greatest example of what God wants us to be. So the root of obedience actually comes from, in French, obedere, and in Latin, obedire, which means to hear or to listen to. And it is when we are hearing and listening to our heart and our conscience that we can eventually hear God in our heart. So this is, again, from Archimandrite Vasilios about obedience to God. It may seem blindingly obvious, but when we are obedient above all to God, and this is expressed by not only keeping his commandments, but also in the action of prayer, that only an obedient heart can truly pray. For the end of prayer is not speaking to God, but hearing and heeding what he is saying back to us. I'm going to repeat that. For the end of prayer is not speaking to God, but hearing and heeding what he is saying back to us. Furthermore, only a humble person can really pray, because only when we are humble do we not rely wholly on our own judgments, actions, and capabilities. That's very powerful. For the end of prayer is not speaking to God, but hearing and heeding what he is saying back to us. If our obedience is sincere, it bestows upon us the peace from above. And if we practice it ungrudgingly, even if we do not like what we've been asked to do, we will find inner stillness and the peace of God that passes all understanding. Philippians 4:7. So the key to practice obedience is with love and humility, and ungrudgingly. And in America, that's tough. So I'm just going to say that we're not brought up necessarily, especially in my baby boomer generation, we weren't brought up to be obedient. We were brought up in a culture that was rebellious. And so acquiring obedience has really been a struggle for me, but I've been getting there in my marriage now since my husband and I converted to Eastern Orthodoxy, and we began our process of our regeneration in grace, and we became obedient to each other under God. Our marriage completely transformed, and it continues to transform. So this is what Archimandrite Vasilios has to say about obedience in marriage. Obedience is part and parcel not only of monastic life, but also of married life. Husband and wife are subject to one another out of reverence for Christ, Ephesians 5:21. They are not to seek their own will, but must subject themselves to the will of the other. For they are no longer two independent individuals, but one flesh. No marriage can work if the two do not sacrifice their own wills in loving obedience. And I can say that that's absolutely true after 27 years of marriage with my husband. Our sufferings in Christ and with each other are part of our regeneration in grace, and we help each other to step out of our egocentrism and come back to Christ. And it's a marvelous thing when we can do that. And when I can practice obedience to my husband, my prayer life is greatly enhanced. I can attest to that as well. So many things, no matter what struggle we're going through, if I can trust my husband and be obedient to him and trust that he is obedient to God, then everything works for me. So finally, I'm going to add a little bit from St. John Climacus. He's very direct in some of his statements from the Ladder of Divine Ascent on blessed and ever memorable obedience. For obedience is entirely foreign to hypocrisy and one's own will. And as we know, it's a struggle to surrender our will to God's will. So that's part of the process of learning to be obedient. And obedience is the tomb of the will and the resurrection of humility. So we'll end on that note because I'm going to continue on with more of humility and obedience, but more focused on humility in our next podcast, since that is one of my major Achilles heels. And we're going to be doing some practical, looking at practical instances in our lives where we can shift and become more humble and therefore obedient in certain situations in our life. And in this Paschal season, I think it would be a great thing for us to stay on track with the obediences and the struggles that we went through during Lent and the fruits that we're harvesting from that, and to remain humble and thankful, because our joy in this season is really thanks to our Lord's humility and obedience, even unto the cross. So our next podcast will be in a couple weeks. And I just want to remind you that you can find these quotes on my blog. And if you go to my podcast profile for this podcast, you'll find links there for my blog and for my author's website. And also for my first podcast I ever did with Father Chris on the OCN Network, which gives you some background on how I came to be Orthodox if you're new and this is the first time you're hearing my podcast. So Christ is risen. In truth he is risen. Christos voskresti. Vaisi voskresti. Christos anesti. Until next time, may you be blessed in the joy of our Lord's resurrection.
You've been listening to Pearls of Great Price with Veronica Hughes. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.